All right. Good morning, guys. Welcome to the Off Balance Podcast. My name's Amelia, and I am on my journey to be my own boss. So join me through this as I take on the roles of I don't even know what's in store yet. This could be a very interesting experience. So welcome. My name's Amelia Keller. I'm from a small town in southwestern Ontario, Canada. And I'm at the point in my life where I want to become my own boss. And I don't know how to get there, and I might need your help along the way. So I think the best way for me to achieve this goal is to talk about it. Currently, I am in a position with a business and a company that I do enjoy. I'm just not quite happy with the lifestyle that I have. So I have to start somewhere by achieving my goals, and this is episode one. A little bit about myself. I grew up on a tobacco farm with my loving parents and brother and sister who are much younger than me. My parents have always drilled the work hard lifestyle into my youth and growing up. I had many opportunities to work on the farm as well as my parents' food truck on the beach, where at the age of 5, I was talking to customers, collecting money, and interacting with people and strangers from all around the world. On the farm, I was pulling plants and planting, curing tobacco, entertaining our offshore workers, and interacting with them, making friends. So I've kind of done a lot, and it's been drilled into my brain that work hard and networking and befriending people and, you know, reaching for your own goals is key. So I admire my parents. I admire my parents in many ways from that. I feel like I have many stories that I could tell, and people sort of admire me in certain ways, and that's hard for me to accept, but maybe with this podcast, I can start to realize my goals and what I've done and what I've accomplished and what I plan to do and put them into perspective, and I can create something out of this. This podcast is also going to help me hold accountability for myself. I'm really bad with starting something and not following through with it, so I count on you guys to, you know, call me out when I'm not there. I'm going to start an Instagram page as well to showcase my podcast, I hope, and then hopefully get a website up and running as soon as possible. So Off Balance came from this ridiculous tattoo that I have on my back that's definitely not centered and unbalanced in my mid-back area. It was free, by all means. Don't worry, I wouldn't pay for something like that, but it stuck with me until this laser treatment might get started, or I might just leave it until I actually achieve my goal of being balanced in life. I don't know when that will be, but hopefully that will be soon. Also, I just feel a little bit lost and confused on what I need to achieve. I definitely suffer with anxiety and depression, so if any of you need to talk about that, I'm here for you. I'm all ears, and I will help you through as much as I can. I love fitness. I love traveling, as most of the world does, but I love fitness and I love traveling. Hiking, cycling, working out, lifting weights, hanging out with friends, drinking beer, coffee. Typical Canadian girl wanting to do good and give back to people. I love helping people. I'm a group fitness trainer right now. I've done personal training on the side. I'm the go-to person if somebody needs help. My friends come to me if they need advice or just to talk things through. So I think that this will be a good outlet for me to discuss my feelings and my thoughts and ideas. I've suffered with anxiety and depression for a few years. In the last couple months, it's really snuck up on me. So I feel like I need an outlet for that. I'm trying to seek professional help as well. It's a bit hard to get coverage in Ontario, but that's fine. I'll get there. I'm using my resources as I come. I'm so grateful for my friends and my family and my boyfriend that are helping me through this rough time. I don't have it that bad, guys. Don't worry. I have a roof over my head. I have lots to eat. I get to work out. It's great. I just feel a little bit lost. So I'm going to put these things in order and sort myself out. And hopefully you can join me along the journey. So if you want to hear a little bit about myself, please stick around. I won't go into too much detail about my history. As you know, I grew up on a farm and I got the opportunity to work with people from all around the world. On our farm we grew tobacco, so we had a lot of offshore workers, as we call them, these amazing guys and families that came from Barbados and Mexico to help us run our family business. I connect with them and I still connect with them to this day. I actually got the opportunity to visit Ken in Barbados and see his home and meet his family. They're just so lovely. This really brought an international perspective to my life growing up. I was taught to treat everyone equally, no matter who they were, their race, or, you know, where they grew up or how they grew up. Everyone was treated with respect, and that really instilled into my mind and stuck with me. I was probably 7 years old and I couldn't even reach the door handle to the bunkhouse where the guys lived, and I would kick and kick and kick until they let me in, and just to hang out with them so I could watch TV or play dominoes or eat their food or learn about their life and talk to them after their busy day. Sorry, bother them after their busy day. So they're kind of like my second family. A lot of people think that's weird, but I don't. It was probably the best part about growing up, is having that second family right next door to me that I could go to, and they would take care of me too. These guys worked their butts off to send money home to their families. So they'd come for the season and then work, and then head home after the season was done. And I wanted to be a part of them. And I looked up to them, as well as how my family treated them as well. We're great friends, and we still are great friends. And we call each other on birthdays and Christmases and Easter. We're there for each other, which is nice. Just a phone call away. So with that, I worked hard growing up, and I watched my parents work hard, and I watched their employees work hard. So, you know, work hard. That's all that it was. I took this, and in grade 8, I was moved to a new school, and my parents started a new business, and it was a completely different field. Yes, they had food experience before, but this was more retail food experiences, and again, getting involved with the community and stepping into a new community of people and business. I worked for them, and I've always been blessed to have a job lined up, but I also had to work pretty hard at this job every weekend, don't you worry. But it also brought that entrepreneurial side out of me, and I saw that in my parents as well, where, you know, it's good to work for your own goals and your own your own guidelines and what you believe in, your values. My parents ran the business for 16 years, and I was a part of that for probably 10 of them, about 10, maybe a little bit more, probably 16 actually, mentally. I learned a lot of business from doing this as well. So whether it be carrying out groceries, or help talking to the seniors and just, you know, interacting with them to make their day, suggesting on food products, putting family dinners together, charity barbecues. I was there, and I was kind of the also go-to person. My brother and sister also had the opportunity to work with them as well, but not as intensely, I guess, as I was. So, you know, it was a family-run business. My parents worked their butt off every damn day to make it successful, and they were. They were very successful in what they did. Again, I admire them for that. So I studied business marketing in school at Niagara College in Ontario, Canada, and it was a 3-year co-op program. The opportunities that I got with this school were unbelievable. They really focused on experiences and what you can bring to the community and to your life rather than the textbook. The teachers were great, even though I hated every moment of going to school, just because who likes school? Some of you do, that's fine. I did not. But I was ready to learn by doing things. I'm a doer. So in first year, my friend and I sat in accounting class and we decided that we're going to Banff, Alberta for the summer to work and live and party and have fun. So at 18, we applied to the Banff Gondola We applied to the Banff Gondola as a lifty and a gift shop position. And we showed up beginning of summer, I believe of 2012 or maybe a bit earlier than that, 2010. Oh my gosh, wow, time flies. And we worked there for the summer. We had tons of fun. I met so many people. Again, this international perspective of the world really came out to play, working with Aussies and Kiwis and people from the UK. And yes, we are partying, but we are working hard and we lived every day to the best that we could. And, you know, lived off Rice Krispie squares and blueberries and popcorn and grilled cheese sandwiches. But hey, it was totally worth it. I worked hard for my money and I spent it well. So definitely came back more broke than expected. But hey, best experience ever. So second year came and I wanted to travel for my co-op. We had a co-op that we were allowed to travel for. It was 8 months and my goal was to get abroad. I didn't care where it was, but that was my goal. So I did my research and I found a company called Lead Adventures. They are a volunteerism company. If none of you know what that is, please look them up, Lead Adventures, in Ecuador, South America. So they worked with tourism and you do volunteer work on the side. So you can come from all around the world and you focus on either wildlife or education. And you just volunteer time as you get to experience the culture and what Ecuador has to offer. I got a marketing position with them for 4 months and I developed their website, translating it from Spanish to English, finding international connections, working on goals to bring more international people to Ecuador and just exposing them to the market with events and just online. The internet wasn't as huge as it is now, so Instagram wasn't really a thing, but it was more LinkedIn and just website building as well as Facebook. The company is doing awesome now and they're still up and running, which I love, and love seeing them on Instagram, and LinkedIn, activating with other people. And it's awesome to see that they're still running. So that was really cool. Once I got back, I still had 4 months of my co-op left and I wanted to get involved and stick with the international side. So I worked for the international department at Niagara College with my best friend. We developed a Be World Ready program. This was a program that engaged students in international opportunities in and out of the school. Within the school, we allowed students to interact with one another from all different types of cultures by hosting events, whether it be cafes or social events, fairs, anything that we could get them to interact and feel comfortable, as well as sending students abroad. So we developed programs and worked with other programs to send and create these ideas for students to go abroad, whether it be to learn or to volunteer, or work. So intellectual studies, working with the dean and the head of the international department to create these opportunities. That lasted until third year, where once we graduated, there was a few positions available to go abroad and do a co-op, and I wanted to get on board with that as well. The opportunity to go to South Africa was available with CEDA, which is Canadian International Development Agency, as an economic development officer, and I wanted this role. So I worked my butt off again, and I studied, and I helped out at the international department, and I got to South Africa, and I was an economic development officer, and I worked with Walter Sisulu University, as well as the Boerdekaai Chamber of Business, to work on goals. And the students within the school for things such as prostitution and how to pay tuition for young girls, or just developing English language within rural schools in the community, and with the Boerdekaai Chamber of Business, keeping jobs within the Eastern Cape. Many great experiences there as well. I then backpacked a little bit with another friend of mine for 2 months around Southern Africa, and wow, those experiences, that will be in another podcast. So I've always had this drive to work internationally and help one another and interact with other people, learn about cultures and people's stories, and really embrace everything and every path that I cross and every person that I cross. I put a lot of passion into things that I do, and I give it my all, like my heart goes into it. Some people might call this a strength. I sometimes call it a weakness because I get so involved. I got involved with the fitness industry once I got back from Africa because I did gain weight, and my cousin, you know, made that clear. So I bless her heart because she got me on the CrossFit bandwagon, and I hopped into that cult and I loved it. It got me super fit. So thank you to her and people at CrossFit Aduro for that, because you kicked my butt and I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for that. I then worked for Niagara College again, doing some opportunities with helping other students prepare themselves for the opportunities that I had. So teaching them what I knew and creating a training program. I am now in a position where I loved fitness and I didn't know what to do with it, so I left it aside. I took a job in corporate with a software company, and I absolutely hated being on a desk and sitting at a desk all day. It drove me nuts. So I didn't know what to do. I tossed and turned, and that's kind of where my life just took an interesting turn of events. I picked up everything and I wanted to leave. I wanted to get the heck out of there. So I moved to Vancouver and I worked a job that paid the bills, and I lived my life how I wanted to, paycheck to paycheck. I was pretty damn happy, I'm not going to lie. But, you know, then you start thinking about saving and what your goals are. And my goal was to start saving some money. So I set up another opportunity in Victoria, BC, and that fell through. And then I just felt lost. And since then, I don't think I've stopped feeling lost. I came back home and helped my parents with their business, which is now unfortunately being taken away from them. I have God knows why, but they work too hard for this. So they don't deserve it. And I took an opportunity with this company that I'm at now as a group fitness trainer and manager, and still feeling unfulfilled, whether that be the business is not doing how I expected, or I'm just not, I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but that's why I'm here. I have a loving boyfriend, friends and family who have stuck with me through all my decisions in life and pushed me to reach my own goals and my own potential, and remind me that it's okay to fail sometimes, even though I'm not actually failing, but it's okay to question where I'm at. So that's a little bit about myself. I didn't want to bore you. I'm sorry that took so long, but I think you need a solid background of what to base this podcast from. So like I mentioned, I have it pretty darn good right now. Beautiful apartment that I'm in, cute and quaint in a nice city of London, Ontario. And I have a job. I make great money. I have a loving boyfriend and loving family and friends. And here I am, lost. I don't know why. I'm going to leave it at that. Just as quick intro for the day. I'm not exactly sure when I'm going to do these podcasts, maybe every week or every other day. we're going to see how it rolls. I'm going to come up with a plan, but the first one is the hardest. So I'm going to hit publish, and I'm nervous and terrified, and give me feedback. I'm going to get the hang of this. I promise. And I need your support. All right. Starting for day one, here we go. Off Balance Podcast, episode one, complete. Thanks guys for listening. Send me an email, ameliakeller2@gmail.com. If you have any inquiries or suggestions, I'm all about the feedback. All right. Thanks guys. Enjoy your day. Bye.